Well, as I mentioned to the kids just a few moments ago, change is certainly in the air. That's always exciting. We're starting to actually feel like fall around here as much as we can feel like fall in New Orleans, where we, you know, have history of having experienced all four seasons in one day around here. But it gives us an opportunity to kind of look forward to those sorts of things that we enjoy about this time of the year as we head deeper into fall. And I think today's gospel reading gives us a little bit of a hint into one of the big celebrations that we have. It's on the secular calendar, and the church sort of also celebrates it to a minor extent, and that's the season or the holiday of Thanksgiving. You know, we've set one day aside in our nation that we call Thanksgiving Day, and it's kind of a shame that we should do that at least quarterly, in my opinion, as a country. Wouldn't that be nice to have a day off every 3 months just to celebrate Thanksgiving? But as Christians, that's how we should be living our lives. We should be living in a spirit of thanksgiving at all times. The Holy Bible is full of reasons why that is. The Christian message is chock full of reasons as to why that is. And I would encourage you to dig into Holy Word and find those scriptures that speak to you about gratitude, about giving thanks, because it's a powerful, powerful way to live your life. It's a choice. You can live through gratitude. You can live in what one of my favorite authors, Zig Ziglar, calls the attitude of gratitude, or you can choose not to do that. And, you know, I'm not sure that God cares either way. I don't think it's going to keep you out of heaven when you die if you don't live in an attitude of thanksgiving. But I'll tell you this, you could be living in a life of hell here on earth if you don't learn how to do that. It's a choice that God has given you, and it's a beautiful choice when you choose every day to figure out what it is you're thankful for, and to go back and give thanks and praise to God for those very things that you are thankful for. Did you notice in the gospel reading today, there are 10 lepers, and all of them receive their healing. Jesus tells them, you go off and show yourselves to the priest. That was a way in the old days for lepers to be proven that they were clean, that they were cured of their disease, that they would go before the priest of the community, and the priest would declare them clean. And Jesus is very clear in this story. He tells us all 10 of them got exactly what they asked for. They got the healing that they required. Yet only one of them, and he's clear to state to us that it's a Samaritan, and that may get lost in our day today because we think, well, Samaritan, we know the story of the Good Samaritan. You've got to understand, 2,000 years ago, Samaritans and Jews did not like each other. But it's the Samaritan, it's the foreigner that goes out of his way to go back to Jesus, lay himself at Jesus' feet, and gives thanks. He gives thanks to Jesus. He offers thanks and praise to God. And Jesus tells him, you be on your way. It's your faith that has healed you. Your faith in what? Your faith in God and his power to do that. Those are the sorts of things that we need to be looking at in our lives. What is it that's going on in our lives? What ways has God touched us today that we can give thanks for? I was, the whole time Mel was offering our readings today, I was chuckling because I kept going back to the interaction with the kids this morning. They give you some of the funniest answers sometimes when you ask them questions, which is why you gotta be real careful when you ask kids questions in public, because they will give you answers, whatever's on their mind, and it's usually the truth. And so you gotta be prepared for that as well. But that's something for us to be thankful for. You see all those kids lined up at the foot of our altar every Sunday morning. That's a reason for Good Shepherd to be in an attitude of gratitude, to give thanks and praise. That is the future of this church. That's the future of the Church of Jesus Christ. It's the future of our community. And so we better be praying over them. We better be praying for them. We better be teaching them in the ways of the Lord if we expect them to continue on these traditions that are so important to us. But it's a reason for us to give thanks as well. We should be starting every single one of our days in thanksgiving, choosing to be in an attitude of gratitude. From the moment you open your eyes, the first words out of your mouth should be, thank you, Lord, for another day. And I know that's hard. I know what it's like. I'm no different than you. I wake up and the last thing I want to be thinking is, thank you, Lord, for another day. I'm used to think, oh no, what day is it? Is it Friday yet? Is it Saturday yet? But no, we need to be in thanksgiving. You say, well, and I wake up, my knees hurt. Well, then thank God you still got knees and you can still feel them. You wake up and you say, I got too much work to do today. I can't be thankful. Thank God you've got work to do today and you've got the ability to do it. Find yourself starting your day in an attitude of gratitude. Find yourself starting your day in thanksgiving to God and watch how you notice more things to be thankful for. See, the blessings are there all along, but you can open yourself up to even more blessings from God when you're offering thanks and praise for those that He's already given to you. And as you go throughout your day, that needs to be your goal too. Finding reasons on purpose, intentionally, to offer thanks and praise to God. One of my favorite verses from Scripture is from 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and I've got, I don't know what to call the thing. It's not really a picture. It's this bronze etching above the doorway of my office right in here, and it says that Scripture. It says, in everything give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, we're to give thanks. Now, notice what God's Word doesn't tell us. It doesn't tell us that we have to give thanks for everything. But in the situations that we find ourselves in, our job becomes that of finding reason to give thanks for the situation that we're in. Good situation, give thanks. Bad situation, in that situation, we need to find reason to be offering thanks and praise to God. Why? Because that's what he wants of us. That's the story of the gospel today. 9 out of 10 lepers don't offer thanks when they're cured. Well, I think that's a picture of us, by the way. We don't go around looking for reason enough to give thanks and praise to God. And we need to do that all through our day. From the moment we start our day, while we're going through our day, and I'll tell you this, even the way we end our day. Last thing we ought to be doing at night, saying our prayers and offering thanks and praise to God. Thinking back on the day of reasons that you have to offer thanks and praise. It's a wonderful way to calm yourself and get yourself into a good mode for getting into a good night's sleep. I know a lot of folks lay in bed at night and they find it difficult to get to sleep. They've got 1,000 things rushing through their minds. They're thinking about everything they have to do the next day. They're worried about stuff that they didn't get done this day. They've got 1,000 worry thoughts coming at them. And let me tell you, that's exactly how the enemy wants it. The enemy doesn't want you in rest. So he'll bombard you with everything he can bombard you with. You know what you do at that point? You don't count sheep. Turn that stuff off and count your blessings. Start thinking, just first night, see if you can come up with 5 things. Think back over your day and see if you can come up with 5 reasons to give thanks to God. And see if that doesn't give you an immediate shift in what you're experiencing. And then, instead of counting the sheep, count those blessings and give thanks to the great shepherd who looks over the sheep. Sheep are you, and the great shepherd is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Give him thanks and praise for the 5 reasons that you came up with that day. And if you can't come up with 5, come up with 3. You'll get better at it. Night number 2, see if you can come up with 5. Night number 3, see if you can come up with more than that. Keep a gratitude journal every day. If you've got 5 minutes, sit down, date it, like you used to do when you were in high school and you were keeping your diary. You said, dear diary, I met the dreamiest whatever today. No, get in there and say, dear God, here's what I'm thankful for today. Keep a gratitude journal and count the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon you. And I guarantee you, once you open your eyes to the blessings that are available to you and that you've been bombarded with all day long, you're going to find even more blessings showing up in your life. Get into Holy Scripture. That's what I want to leave you with this morning. Get into Holy Scripture and find those verses that speak of thanksgiving to you. I've already given you one, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In all situations, give thanks. There's a ton of them in Holy Scripture. We heard this morning, 2 Timothy, that epistle that Mel read for us, tells us, here's a trustworthy saying, if we died with him, we will also live with him. You should be, as a Christian, thankful for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for dying on a cross for my sins, that I know that I would have eternal life with God, my Father in heaven. If we endure, we're going to reign with him. That's a promise. We should be thankful for that. We have eternity promised to us where we're reigning. We're co-heirs of Christ in heaven. If we're faithless, he remains faithful. Even when we're stumbling and we're losing our way and we're losing our faith, God remains faithful to all of his covenants and promises. You should be thanking God for that promise, thanking God for that blessing. Get into his Holy Scripture, find reasons that speak to you from God's word of why you've got so many blessings in your life to be thankful for. The attitude of gratitude, it's a choice, and I encourage you to find yourself living in that every day of your life. That's my prayer for you, and I pray that you receive it in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.